Drive Time 91.3. Always on the cutting edge.
Welcome back to the show. 072-238-0712 is the WhatsApp number, and you can give us drop us a line there. The Center for Conflict Resolution Cape Town, in collaboration with the Deutsche Gesellschaft für Internationale Zusammenarbeit, will hold a public dialogue on who owns SADC. Online to tell us more is Dr. Gwinyanyi Dzineza, researcher at the Center for Conflict Resolution. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Tell us something more about this idea. Why is the question being asked in the first place? Who owns SADC? Why do we have to ask that question?
I think this has been a long-standing question because in the SADC region, there has been concern that SADC as a regional body appears to be elite-driven and are owned by member states. And by member states, there is a perception that it is the governments of these member states that are coming together to decide regional integrated issues on behalf of the citizens of Southern Africa broadly. So this particular public dialogue comes at a crucial time for the SADC region. For example, we have the ouster of former Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe, and the region is actually looking at Zimbabwe with its forthcoming elections to see what SADC is going to do for the citizens of Zimbabwe. So in a nutshell, I think this question revolves around the issue of SADC not just being a sum of the governments of member states, which are important, but SADC also being broadly owned by the ordinary citizens, the media, the civil society, the private sector, as well as research institutions, to name but a few.
So in other words, so what's been asked, to sort of summarize what you've said, is a SADC representative of the people it's actually meant to represent?
Yes.
If one looks at the history of SADC and what it's achieved, do you think SADC has managed to follow the principles set out by the AU, particularly on the issues at hand, particularly things like peer review?
To be very frank, that is one critical issue, because one of the main goals of SADC is to ensure that we have a more open and democratic Southern Africa region, which essentially ties in with the African peer review mechanism, which also has its own criticism because it's a voluntary process whereby member states volunteer to be reviewed by other member states. But in the SADC region, I think when it comes to issues such as democracy, there is a concern that the region is really not opening up in as far as holding member states to SADC's own regional guidelines and principles when it comes to democratic governance. So that is where you also have to find in other components of SADC, be it the civil society, tertiary and research institutions, as well as the media, like what we are doing now in this particular interview, are coming to the fore to try and hold some of the SADC heads of states, governments, and national institutions accountable.
So if we look at the situation, and it's interesting days, isn't it? You mentioned the scenario of Zimbabwe. It looks like the old patriarch of Zimbabwe, Robert Mugabe, is in retirement. It looks like in South Africa that President Zuma is probably going to step down sometime in the future. Do you think it's quite refreshing that we are seeing a change of leadership? Do you think the change of leadership in countries like South Africa and Zimbabwe can blow some fresh air into the SADC region?
Yeah, I think there is that particular sense of euphoria and optimism in SADC at the moment, particularly when one looks at Zimbabwe, South Africa, as well as other SADC countries, including Angola, because we also had a recent change of government presidency in Angola, whereby one of Africa and the region's longest serving rulers, Jose Eduardo dos Santos, was replaced by Mr. Lourenco, who appears to have set Angola on a reformist trend. And in Zimbabwe, we also have this euphoria post Robert Mugabe, whereby people are optimistic that the new leadership under President Emmerson Mnangagwa might open up the political space in that country and ensure that Zimbabwe has credible elections in mid-2018 that could then lead to Zimbabwe normalizing its relations with the international community, which is key to Zimbabwe's economic recovery. Then in South Africa, there's also been concern that South Africa's democracy was backsliding and its economy has been in turmoil under President Zuma. So in a nutshell, when one looks at some of these key member states of SADC, one can say that there is a wave of optimism in Southern Africa. But I think that particular wave of optimism might fade if some of these new governments or regimes in states such as, for example, Zimbabwe, do not implement more democratic, people-centered developmental agendas. So that is why we're also talking about the need to involve SADC citizens in all SADC-related economic, political, social, as well as security matters, so that it is the ordinary SADC citizen who comes to the center of regional processes rather than the leaders that we are currently talking about.
And if you're interested in what we're discussing, the Center for Conflict Resolution, in collaboration with the Deutsche Gesellschaft für Internationale Zusammenarbeit, I'm not going to say that word again, is holding a public dialogue on who owns SADC, civil society and regional integration in Southern Africa, Friday the 16th of February at the Center for the Book, 62 Queen Victoria Street in Gardens, from 17:30, half past five, until around about 7 o'clock. The meeting will be chaired by the Honourable Siphosesi Masango, Chair of the Portfolio Committee on International Relations and Cooperation in Parliament. Other guest speaker, Professor Arthur Mutombara, Deputy Prime Minister of Zimbabwe. Also Professor Chris Landsberg, SAFRICAN Research Initiative Chair of African Diplomacy and Foreign Policy at the University of the Johannesburg. Centre for the Book, 62 Queen Victoria Street at 17:30 Friday, 16th of February. Dr. Gwenyanyi Dineza, researcher at the Center for Conflict Resolution. Thanks for your time. Good luck for Friday.
Thank you, sir.
Drive Time 91.3. Always on the cutting edge.